Spleen. What kind of organ is the spleen? The spleen is a lymphatic organ connected to the blood vascular system. It acts as a filter for blood and plays an important role in the immune responses of the body. What is the location of the spleen? The spleen is located deep in the left hypochondrium and partly in the epigastrium. Identify the viscera related to the spleen: stomach, tail of pancreas, left kidney, and splenic flexure of colon, which is the curve or bend found in the transverse column. What is the shape of the spleen? It is wedge-shaped. The spleen is found in between the fundus of the stomach and the diaphragm. Sometimes the spleen can be tetrahedron shape. The spleen is soft, highly vascular, and dark purple in color. Thickness of the spleen is about 1 inch or 2.5 cm thick. The length is 12.5 cm long, width 3 inches or 7.5 cm broad, weight 7 ounce. The spleen is related to the 9th to 11th rib. Normally, the spleen is not palpable. Surface marking of the spleen. It is marked on the left side of the back with its long axis corresponding with that of the 10th rib. The upper border corresponds to the upper border of the 9th rib and the lower border to the lower border of the 11th rib. The medial end lies 4 to 5 cm from the midline and the lateral end at the mid axillary line. The mid axillary line is the vertical line drawn from the armpit downward. Let's look at the position, that is the axis of the spleen. The spleen lies obliquely along the long axis of the 10th rib. Thus, it is directed downwards, forward, and laterally, making an angle of about 45 degrees with the horizontal plane, the external features of the spleen. The spleen has two ends, three borders, and two surfaces. The two ends, the anterior end is expanded and is more like a border. It is directed downwards and forward and reaches the mid-axillary line. The posterior end is rounded. It is directed upward, backward, and medially and rests on the upper pole of the left kidney. Three borders. The superior border is characteristically notched near the anterior end. The inferior border is rounded. The intermediate border is also rounded and is directed to the right. The two surfaces. The diaphragmatic surface is a convex smooth sphere. The visceral surface is concave and irregular. The visceral surface bears the following impressions. It has the gastric impression for the fundus of the stomach, which lies between the superior and intermediate borders. It is the largest and most concave impression of the spleen. It also has the renal impression for the left kidney, which lies between the inferior and intermediate borders. It has the colic impressions for the splenic flexure of the colon, occupies a triangular area adjoining to the anterior end of the spleen. Its lower part is related to the phrenicocolic ligament. The pancreatic impression for the tail of the pancreas lies between the ileum and the colic impression. The ileum lies in the inferior medial part of the gastric impression along the long axis of the spleen. It transmits the splenic vessels and nerves and provides attachment to the gastrosplenic and linorenal or the splenorenal ligament. The relations, peritoneal relations. The spleen is surrounded by peritoneum and is suspended by following ligaments. 1. The gastrosplenic ligament, which extends from the ileum of the spleen to the greater curvature of the stomach. It contains the short gastric vessels and associated lymphatics and sympathetic nerves. Secondly, we have the linorenal ligament, extends from the ileum of the spleen to the anterior surface of the left kidney. It contains the tail of the pancreas, the splenic vessels, and associated pancreaticosplenic lymph nodes, lymphatics, and sympathetic nerves. The phrenicoclike ligament is not attached to the spleen but supports its anterior end. It is a horizontal fold of peritoneum extending from the splenic flexure of the colon to the diaphragm, opposite the 11th rib in the mid-axillary line. It limits the upper end of the left paracolic gutter. The visceral relations. Let us first of all look at the visceral surface. The visceral surface is related to the fundus of the stomach, the anterior surface of the left kidney, the splenic flexure of the colon, and the tail of the pancreas. Diaphragmatic surface. The diaphragmatic surface is related to the diaphragm, which separates the spleen from the costodiaphragmatic recess of pleura, lung, and 9th, 10th, and 11th ribs of the left side. Arterial supply. Splenic artery, the largest branch of the celiac trunk. It passes through the linorenal ligament to reach the ileum of the spleen, where it divides into 5 or more branches. These branches enter the spleen to supply it. Within the spleen, it divides repeatedly to form successively the straight vessels called penicilli, ellipsoid, and arterial capillaries. According to the closed theory of splenic circulation, the capillaries are continuous with the venous sinusoids that lie in the red pulp. The sinusoids join together to form veins. According to the open theory of splenic circulation, the capillaries end by opening into the red pulp, from where the blood enters the sinusoids through their walls. Compromised theory, where the circulation is open in distended spleen and closed in contracted spleen. The splenic circulation is adapted for the mechanism of separation and storage of the red blood cells. On the basis of its blood supply, the spleen is said to have superior and inferior vascular segments. The two segments are separated by an avascular plane. Each segment may sometimes be subdivided into 1 to 2 disc-like middle segments and a cap-like pole segment. Apart from its lateral branches, the splenic artery gives off numerous branches to the pancreas, 5 to 7 short gastric branches, the left gastroepiploic artery, the venous drainage of the spleen. The splenic vein. It runs a straight course behind the pancreas. It joins the superior mesenteric vein behind the neck of the pancreas to form the portal vein. Its tributaries are the short gastric, left gastroepiploic, pancreatic, and inferior mesenteric veins. The lymphatic drainage of the spleen. Splenic tissue proper has no lymphatics. A few lymphatics arise from the connective tissue of the capsule and tribercle and drain into the pancreatical splenic lymph node situated along the splenic artery. The nerve supply. Lymphatic fibers are derived from the celiac plexus. They are vasomotor in nature. Vasomotor pertains to the regulation of the diameter of blood vessels. They also supply some smooth muscle present in the capsule. Functions of the spleen. Phagocytosis. The spleen is an important component of the reticular reticuloendothelial system. The splenic phagocytes include the reticular cells and the free macrophages of the red pulp, modified reticular cells of the ellipsoid, free macrophages and endothelial cells of the venous sinusoids, surface reticular cells of the lymphatic follicle. The spleen also functions in hemopoiesis. The spleen is an important hemopoietic organ during fetal life. Lymphopoiesis continues throughout life. In the adult spleen, hemopoiesis can start in certain diseases like chronic myeloid leukemia and myelosclerosis. The spleen also functions in immune responses and in the storage of red blood cells. The end. The pancreas. Definition. The pancreas is gotten from two words, pan, which means all, and creas, which is flesh. So the pancreas is a gland that is partly exocrine and partly endocrine. The exocrine part secretes the digestive pancreatic juice, and the endocrine part secretes hormones, example insulin. It is soft, lobulated, and elongated organ. Location. The pancreas lies more or less transversely across the posterior abdominal wall at the level of the first and second lumbar vertebrae. It is a retroperitoneal organ. The size and shape. It is J-shaped or rectoid-shaped, but set obliquely. The bowl of the rectoid represents its head, and the stem of the rectoid its neck, body, and tail. The pancreas is about 15 to 20 centimeters long, 2.5 to 3.8 centimeters broad, and 1.2 to 1.8 centimeters thick, and weighs about 90 grams. The head is enlarged and lies within the concavity of the duodenum. The tail reaches the ileum of the spleen. The entire organ lies posteriorly to the stomach, separated from it by the lesser sac. Surface marking. The head is marked within the concavity of the duodenum, which to be marked earlier. The neck passes upwards and to the left behind the pylorus in the transpyloric plane. The body is marked by two parallel lines 3 centimeters apart, drawn upwards and to the left for 10 centimeters from the neck, occupying the upper two-thirds of the space between the transpyloric and subcostal planes. Tail reaches till ileum of the spleen. Head of the pancreas. Head is the enlarged flattened right end of the pancreas, situated within the curve of the duodenum. External features of the head of the pancreas. It has three borders, superior, inferior, and right lateral. It has two surfaces, anterior and posterior. One process called the uncinate process, which projects from the lower and left part of the head towards the left. The three borders. The superior border, overlapped by the first part of the duodenum, is related to the superior pancreatic or duodenal artery. Inferior border, related to the third part of the duodenum and to the inferior pancreatic duodenal artery. The right lateral border is related to the second part of the duodenum, the terminal part of the bile duct, and the anastomosis between the two pancreatic duodenal arteries. The head of the pancreas, two surfaces. The anterior surface is related from above downwards to 1. The gastroduodenal artery, 2. The transverse colon, 3. the jejunum, which is separated from it by peritoneum. Posterior surface is related to the inferior vena cava, the terminal part of the renal veins, the right crus of the diaphragm, the bile duct, which runs downward and to the right and is often embedded in the substance of pancreas. Let's look at the uncinate process. It is related anteriorly to the superior mesenteric vessels and posterior to the aorta. The neck of the pancreas. This is the slightly constricted part of the pancreas between its head and body. It is directed forward, upward, and to the left. It has two surfaces, anterior and posterior. The anterior surface is related to the peritoneum covering the posterior wall of the lesser sac. The pylorus. At its junction with the head, there lie the gastroduodenal and superior pancreatical duodenal arteries. The posterior surface is related to the termination of the superior mesenteric vein and the beginning of the portal vein. The body of the pancreas, it has three borders, the anterior, superior, and inferior borders. A part of the body projects upwards beyond the rest of the superior border, a little to the left of the neck. This projection is known as the tubal omentale. The anterior border provides attachment to the root of the transverse mesocolon. The superior border is related to the celiac trunk over the tuba omentale, the hepatic artery to the right, and the splenic artery to the left. The inferior border is related to the superior mesenteric vessels at its right end. The body of the pancreas also has three surfaces, the anterior surface, the posterior surface, and the inferior surface. The anterior surface is concave and is directed forward and upward. It is covered by peritoneum and it is related to the lesser sac and to the stomach. The posterior surface is devoid of peritoneum and is related to the aorta with the origin of the superior mesenteric artery, the left crus of the diaphragm, the left renal vessels, the left suprarenal gland, the left kidney, and the splenic vein. The inferior surface is covered by peritoneum and is related to the jejunal flexure, coils of jejunum, and left colic flexure. The tail of the pancreas. It lies in the linorenal ligament together with the splenic vessels. It is rich with the islets of Langerhans. Duct of the pancreas. The exocrine pancreas is drained by two ducts, main and accessory. The main pancreatic duct of Wilsung lies near the posterior surface of the pancreas and is recognized easily by its white color. It begins at the tail, runs towards the right through the body, and bends at the neck to run downwards, backwards, and to the right in the head. Its lumen is about 3 millimeter in diameter. It receives numerous small tributaries which join it at right angles to its long axis, forming what has been described as a herringbone pattern. The accessory pancreatic duct of Santorini begins in the lower part of the head, crosses the front of the main duct with which it communicates and opens into the duodenum at the minor duodenal papilla. Arterial supply to the pancreas, mainly by pancreatic branches of the splenic artery, the superior pancreatical duodenal artery, the inferior pancreatical duodenal artery. Like the duodenum, the pancreas develops at the junction of the foregut and midgut, and is supplied by branches derived from both the celiac and superior mesenteric arteries. Venous drainage. Veins drain into splenic, superior mesenteric, and portal veins. Lymphatic drainage. Lymphatics follow the arteries and drain into the pancreatical, splenic, celiac, and superior mesenteric groups of lymph nodes. Nerve supply. The vagus or parasympathetic and splenic or sympathetic nerves supply the pancreas through the plexuses around its arteries. Sympathetic nerves are vasomotor. Parasympathetic nerves control pancreatic secretion. Secretion is also influenced by the hormone cholecystokinin produced by cells in the adrenal epithelium. The liver. The liver is relatively larger in infants and children than in adults. The liver is pyramidal in shape. Mention the position where the base of the liver is located. It is located at the right side. The surfaces of the liver, we have the diaphragmatic surface and the visceral surface. In relation to the diaphragm, what position does the liver occupy? The liver occupies mainly the right dome of the diaphragm, but extends across the midline to occupy a portion of the left dome. Mention the four loops of the liver. It has the right loop, the left loop, the chordate loop, and the quadrant loop. Mention the peritoneal attachment of the liver, the lesser omentum, small omentum or gastrohepatic omentum is the double layer of peritoneum that extends from the liver to the lesser curvature of the stomach and first part of the duodenum. Coronary ligament. The coronary ligament of the liver refers to parts of the peritoneal reflections that hold the liver to the inferior surface of the diaphragm. Right triangular ligament, left triangular ligament, fasciform ligament. Fasciform ligament is a ligament that attaches the liver to the front body wall and separates the liver into the left loop and the right loop. So, the peritoneal attachments to the liver include the lesser omentum, the coronary ligament, the right triangular ligament, the left triangular ligament, and the fasciform ligament. Then let's look at the visceral relations of the liver. The anterior wall of the stomach onto the pyloric part, the superior part of the duodenum, the right colic flexure, the upper pole of the right kidney and the right suprarenal, the esophagus grooves it above, the gallbladder, the transverse colon. In relation to the ribs, what extension is the liver? It extends from the 5th to the 11th costal cartilage. Mention the flexures of the liver or the flexures of the liver. It has the pota hepatis. Is a transverse fissure on the posterior part of the visceral aspect. This is the fissures of the liver, The fissures of the liver include the pota hepatis, the fissure for ligamentum venosum, the fissure for ligamentum teres. So let's explain them one by one. The pota hepatis is a transverse fissure on the posterior part of the visceral aspect. The bile duct, the hepatic artery, and the pota vein pass through it together with the lymphatics and nerves of the liver. The second one is the fissure for ligamentum venosum. It runs vertically upwards from the left end of the pota. It separates the caudate from the left loop. It contains the ligamentum venosum, the remnant of the ductus venosus of the fetus, which is connected below to the left branch of the pota vein. Above, the ligament turns to the right at the upper end of the caudate loop and joins the inferior vena cava or one of the hepatic veins nearby. The fissure of the ligamentum teres. The ligamentum teres is also known as the round ligament or the umbilical ligament, the umbilical vein. It runs posteriorly from the notch in the inferior border to the left end of the pota. It separates the quadrate and left loops on the visceral surfaces. What is the ligamentum teres? The ligamentum teres is the remnant of the left umbilical vein of the fetus which convey oxygenated blood from the umbilical cord to the liver. Most of this blood short-circuited the liver tissue via ductus venosus. The right loop of the liver is the largest of the four loops. The right loop of the liver is demarcated from the rest of the liver by the gallbladder fossa on the inferior border and visceral surface, by the sulcus for the inferior vena cava on the posterior parts of the diaphragmatic and visceral surface, and by an imaginary sagittal line over the diaphragmatic surface from the fundus of the gallbladder to the inferior vena cava. What position of the liver is the caudate loop located? On the posterior part of the diaphragmatic surface, it lies between the fissure for ligamentum venosum and the sulcus for the inferior vena cava. The caudate loop is bounded above by the transverse part of the fissure for ligamentum venosum and below by porta hepatis. Among all the loops of the liver, which of them has a process? The caudate loop. It bears a small papillary process on the left, and on the right, a tail-like caudate process. What is the position of the caudate loop? On the visceral surface, it lies between the fissure for ligamentum teres and the fossa for the gallbladder. The caudate loop is bounded in front by the inferior margin and posteriorly by the porta. The left loop is demarcated from the caudate and caudate loops by the fissure for ligamentum teres, the fissure for ligamentum venosum, and the attachment of the fusiform ligament on the diaphragmatic surfaces. Indicate the position of the bare area of the liver. On the posterior part of the diaphragmatic surface, on the right loop to the right of the sulcus of the inferior vena cava. Why is it called bare area? It is a peritoneum-free area. The bare area is one of the sites where a collateral circulation may result from anastomosis between the porta and cava venous system. The liver has a double blood supply, mentioned, from the hepatic artery and from the porta vein. The hepatic artery brings most of the oxygen required by the liver. The porta vein carries most of the product of the digestion absorbed from the alimentary canal. The hepatic artery is usually a branch of the celiac trunk. As the liver arises from the junction between foregut and midgut, it is not surprising that occasionally the liver gets some or all of its blood supply from the midgut artery, which is the superior mesenteric artery. Most commonly, however, its supply comes from the foregut artery, which is the celiac trunk. Two fairly distinct streams of blood flow in the porta vein. Take note of this. The left stream carries blood mainly from the stomach, spleen, and large intestine through the left branch of the porta vein to the left half of the liver. The right stream carries blood mainly from the stomach and small intestine through the right branch of the porta vein, the right half of the liver. The stomach drains into both left and right streams. Most of the caudate and caudate loops of the liver receive their blood supply, along with the left loop, from the left branches of the porta vein and hepatic artery. The left and right halves of the liver give rise to the left and right hepatic duct. The lymphatic drainage of the liver. As is the rule for abdominal organs in general, the deeper lymphatics from the hepatic parenchyma accompany the main vascular channels to the hilus, that is the porta hepatis. Larger channels run in the lesser omentum anterior to the porta vein. After traverses the hepatic lymph node alongside the hepatic artery in the lesser omentum, the lymph drains into the superior pancreatic node above the pancreas. Likewise, most of the more superficial lymphatics from the entire surface of the liver join the deeper vessels in the porta. Innervation of the liver. The hepatic plexus, an offshoot of the celiac plexus, accompany the hepatic artery and its branches, conveying both sympathetic and parasympathetic nerve fibers to the liver. The end. Extrahepatic biliary apparatus. The biliary apparatus collects bile from the liver, stores it in the gallbladder, and transmits it to the second part of the duodenum. The apparatus consists of the right and left hepatic ducts, the common hepatic duct, the gallbladder, the cystic duct, and the bile duct. So we'll talk about the gallbladder. The gallbladder is a pear-shaped reservoir of bile situated in the fossa on the inferior surface of the right lobe of the liver. It is 7 cm to 10 cm long, 3 cm broad, 30 to 50 mil in capacity. Surface marking. The fundus of the gallbladder is marked at the angle between the right costal margin and the outer border of the rectus abdominis, called as linea semilunaris. The parts of the gallbladder. The gallbladder is divided into the fundus, the body, and the neck. The fundus is covered entirely by peritoneum. The body has the superior surface not covered by peritoneum, and it has the inferior surface which is also covered by peritoneum. The mucous membrane of the neck is folded superiorly to prevent any obstruction to the inflow or outflow of bile. The posterior medial wall of the neck is dilated outward to form a pouch called the Hartmann's pouch, which is directed downward and backward. Sphincter cholecystocus, let me call that again. Sphincter cholecystocus, always keep the lower end of the bile duct closed. Artery supplying the biliary apparatus include the cystic artery, which supplies the gallbladder, the cystic duct, the hepatic duct, and the upper part of the bile duct. We have the several branches from the posterior surface, pancreatical duodenal artery, supply the lower part of the bile duct. The right hepatic artery forms a minor source of supply to the middle part of the bile duct. An accessory cystic artery may arise from the common hepatic artery or from one of its branches. The cystic artery usually arises from the right hepatic artery. The venous drainage. The superior surface of the gallbladder is drained by veins which enters the liver through the fossa, for the gallbladder is and joins tributaries of the hepatic veins. The rest of the gallbladder is drained by one or two cystic veins, which commonly enter the liver, either directly or after joining with the veins, draining the hepatic duct and the upper part of the bile duct. Rarely, the cystic vein opens into the right branch of the portal vein. The lower part of the bile duct drains into the portal vein. Lymphatic drainage. Lymphatics from the gallbladder, the cystic duct, the hepatic duct, and the upper part of the bile duct pass to the cystic node and to the node of the anterior border of the epiploic foramen. The lower part of the bile duct drains into the lower hepatic and upper pancreatical splenic nodes. The nerve supply. The cystic plexus of nerves supplying the territory of the cystic artery is derived from the hepatic plexus, which receives fibers from the celiac plexus, the left and right vagi, and the right phrenic nerves. The lower part of the bile duct is supplied by the nerve plexus over the superior pancreatical duodenal artery. Parasympathetic nerves are motor to the musculature of the gallbladder and bile duct, but inhibitory to the sphincters. The sympathetic nerves from the thoracic 7 to 9 are vasomotor and motor to the sphincters. Pain from the gallbladder may travel along the vagus, the sympathetic nerves, or along the phrenic nerves. It may be referred to different sites through these nerves as follows: through the vagus to the stomach, through the sympathetic nerves to the inferior angle of the right scapula, through the phrenic nerve to the right shoulder, Animals in which gallbladder is absent include horse, deer, pigeon, and white rat. The end.